It's lightly snowing in a neighborhood east of Aspen as firefighter Parker Lathrop makes his way up a winding, paved road.
We're headed at McSkimming. We're going to look at a possible connection between McSkimming, Mountain Valley, and possibly Knollwood, utilizing Ute Cemetery and other connection points, hopefully down the road.
Lathrop is the deputy fire marshal for the Aspen Fire Protection District. He's meeting with city and county employees in a neighborhood with only one way out.
It's always good in every neighborhood to have two ways out, if not more. Aspen is unique that most of our neighborhoods are one way in, one way out everywhere. So we're kind of trying to look at options to give homeowners and residents a second way out of their homes if need be.
Okay.
Maps are handed out, and the group of engineers, community development workers, and emergency officials heads to a hillside to scan the surroundings of loosely spaced homes tucked in thick vegetation.
So we were talking about having a route through here, and we've been working with this property owner here.
I thought it was down lower.
The fear in this area is fire creeping up the hillside from below, leaving homeowners without an escape. Luckily, Aspen's high elevation and relatively healthy forests make large destructive wildfires less likely than in other parts of the state. Again, Parker Lathrop.
The fire threat's not as great up here as it would be on the Front Range, but that doesn't mean that after a few drought years, we're not going to see extreme fire behavior up here. So, in the past, it really wasn't on the front burner, and after we see what happens in Colorado Springs and Boulder after the past few years, we start looking at what we can do up here to kind of create something that's going to carry forward in the future.
This kind of intensive focus on prevention is new, along with the collaboration between the fire district, city, and county. Sure, each entity provides its own fire mitigation efforts, but this year the number of measures to prevent wildfire is increasing. Cindy Hubin is Pitkin County's Community Development Director.
I think what's really great this year is that the city of Aspen, Pitkin County, and the Aspen Fire District have really worked hard together to try to come up with priorities for evacuation routes and pooling our resources to get people on the ground to help people do assessments of their property and to also get the word out that there's a lot that individuals can do for themselves.
Besides visiting dead-end neighborhoods, a wildfire task force made up of representatives from the three entities is working on several other things, like updating a community map, pinpointing high-risk areas, mitigating public lands, and creating incentives for entire neighborhoods to make their properties more fire-resistant.
This is one of those neighborhoods where
this is very steep. You know, we just drove along that bank here to get in, and then
and for us on the fire side, I'm more about the fire in the bowl. Right.
Back on the outskirts of Aspen, the group discusses possible routes out of another isolated neighborhood. Deputy Fire Marshal Parker Lathrop says the fire season in the valley is growing longer, with recent fires starting as early as April, so additional preventative measures are key.
Your biggest tools now in wildfire are prevention and preparedness. The focus of wildfire has definitely shifted over the past 5 or 6 years, and we're seeing that now, and that's where our planning has to go, is we want to do this early, do this often, so when we do, if we do ever get this event, we're not trying to play catch up.